Drummer, what it do, my G? The world, nigga.
What? DJ Drummer.
We running the sun.
What a night is on the fence. It's like the night. Turn up for what? And all of that AD, all that in the pool.
Turn down for what?
We putting sparkles on them bottles, make a move.
Turn down for what?
My name is Young and I don't club without that tool.
I'm there. Jump up in this bitch. You know I got my weapon. Yo. This ain't a gym class. Why is everybody sweating? Yeah, I send them hoes some bottles, man. Them bitches looking thirsty. My checks are for the real. I'm in it, bitch. I'm looking burning. You know the coupe is blood and murder. My, the coupe is blood and murder. Yeah, the motherfucker black is all pole color purple. 34 square, so that 12 out in a circle. Do the numbers in his head, swear that nigga smart as circle. Mirror, mirror, I feel like killer. Gourmet to the gym. 400 for this four dough. And it ain't got no rims. Yeah, my waitress keep them bottles come. I'm drinking like a fish. When those sparkers pass your table, all you bitches make a wish.
I'm a nigga.
Nigga, I pull up in slow-mo. 400 feet of style, I blew that on a 2-do. Shit, I got in this summer bag, I'm sending you to Pluto. Got a street nigga, but you knew that from the get-go. I'm turned up to the max and I'm distorting on these niggas. Ain't real as they say, so I'm holding court on these niggas. White beater and jeans and a pair of joys on these niggas. Had cock to the back and I smashed the sport on these niggas. You get money in shorts. If you ain't in, stop lying. If you looking for a nigga, bitch, I ain't hard to find. Only nigga in the city, $1 million in car. How I kick it with the goomba, meant to be with the star.
Bitch, I'm sick. Nigga, it gon' take to get it cracking in this bitch. Look, I came to get it in, I want y'all acting in this bitch.
Turn down for what?
Turn down for what?
Big dog, Cujo, yo man here, you mad now. In the booty club, I'm the cash cow. We turning up, we brought the knob off. From old Xanax, turn up the nod off. Gonna bust your bitch like a star off. Making NBA money on my ball hall. Bitch, bless the niggas still facing. Make a count look like the Matrix. Niggas be out here still hating. I'm rich and I stay super faded. Pouring up that Bombay, let that reefer burn. Getting gobbled by your bitch, my nigga, wait your turn. Groovy bitches on my balls. Get them dancing with the saw. $1 million nigga, nigga. $500,000 car. Had a load on wretched bitches. They get too loud with the crew. Make a pop that put you open. Man, I feel like I'm a loop.
I'm a nigga, it gon' take to get it crackin' in this bitch. Look, y'all came to get it in, I want y'all actin' in this bitch.
Turn down for what?
Turn down for what?
This your boy Cat Daddy, and we live on air. Hey, turn down for what? You already know what it is. Hey, DJ Casper Banks, what it do?
What up with the homeboy?
Nothing much. Sitting over here grinding.
Yeah, I already know, fam. There's always something going on, man. Shout out to you. Definitely appreciate you having me tonight. Shout out to the Carolinas. Your boy DJ Casper Banks in the building. Coast to Coast Mixtapes. What up, what up, what up, world? Everything is gravy over this way.
For sure, for sure. Everything gravy over this way. Hey, we got a big show planned for tonight. Hey, that was one of them new joints I just got. Hey, that's DJ Drama. Whole lot of cats on there. Yo, got it on there. Hey, turn down for what? Hey, we got my boy We got my boy Yo Gutter coming in from Louisiana later on tonight. And he definitely.
Yeah, Louisiana, East Texas. What up? What up? Yeah, they definitely putting on for my man's out there. He got a lot of support. He's a hard worker, hard grinder, and his team is A1. Much love to them.
Yeah, much love for them. Hey, they coming through, so you already know what it is. It's about to go down. What's been going on your way, man?
Hey, man, a whole lot of work, fam. A whole lot of work, man. One thing, man, I definitely gotta salute myself, man. You know, I actually DJ Casper Binks is now an official registered trademark, so it's all the way live. You know what I'm saying? You know, it ain't just me no more. It's me and DJ Casper Binks. So you feel me? So we definitely doing a lot of work, getting it in and turning up big time over here, man. We've been doing a lot of scouting worldwide for artists all over. And shout out to each and every one of them artists that have officially become a part of a Coast to Coast project, man. I'm definitely excited to be rocking with y'all.
Okay, for sure, for sure. Hey, we just got a call to chime in at 347-591. You live on the air with Cat Dead and DJ Casper Banks. What it do?
Oh, y'all heard. I mean, what's happening, though?
What's happening?
Hey, man, I got some records, too, man. I just wanted to see if I can, you know, send an email or something, a link to something. You know what I mean? I'm just trying to grind and get my stuff out here, too. I'm from the St. Louis and shit. And my shit hella raw. I just want y'all to hear it one time, though.
Okay, for sure, for sure. What's your name, man? Go ahead and put your name and contact information on. I ain't catch your name and contact information, man.
Yeah, my name, Street Saria. And then you can contact me on, you know, Google will give you like a million links just to put in STREETZA space RIA. You know what I'm saying? I just added Yo Gutter on the Facebook. So, you know what I'm saying? We can link up and shit. And then y'all can just hear it one time, man. It's real talk. I appreciate it.
Hey, man, let me ask you this, man. It's your boy DJ Casper Banks from Coast to Coast Mixtapes. I'd like to know from you, man, like, you know, what type of other promotion are you doing for your music right now?
Right now, I'm just doing the mixtapes, and I'm putting out the visuals for the mixtapes, as well as doing like little tours at the little local college campuses, and then sending out street teams from Cali all the way to Chicago and St. Louis, fucking with Hustle Season DVD, Zaytoven them, and I got a DJs rocking with me, and I'm just in the streets. This is all, just working in the streets.
Okay, for sure, man. And, you know, like, so you say mixtapes. Are these mixtapes that you yourself have put together and it's all you, or are these mixtapes?
Yeah, I got a band, we call ourselves MDM, Million Dollar Men, and it's like five of us or whatever. We're going to eventually be a label, but as an artist, I'm Street Saria, you know what I'm saying? I'm just, you know, we're just trying to plug it in, and like I said, put out that quality music. You know, y'all can hear it one time. And, you know what I'm saying, I guarantee
y'all
gonna rock with us, straight up.
Okay. For sure, for sure. Now, where your mixtapes at? Well, you got them somewhere they can be found?
Yeah. You can go to Dat Piff and download any mixtapes from me. You can worldwide mixtapes. It's a bunch of little mixtape sites that they got the music on there. Dat Crack, DJ Faye, you know, DJ Mo Money now I'm in L.A., a lot of people, man. Just go on and fuck with it. Just hear it one time, like I said, and then you can get the Hell in Hot Water sneak preview on the MTV site. You know, I got that right now for sale. Laying out center single. Like I said, this shit crack. I just want to hear it one time. I was working in the streets. That's all my only avenue.
Yeah, that's plain, fam. We definitely appreciate you calling in to share that, fam.
For sure. Calling in to share that. Hey, you can send me an email at catdaddymars at gmail.com, and I'll check them out, get back with you.
You said, I'm putting in right now. I had a song in there less than 3 minutes.
All right, catdaddymars at gmail.com.
All spelled the regular way?
Yeah.
Marv, M-A-R-V?
M-A-R-S.
M-A-R-S.
Yeah.
That's him right there, fam. Hey, check it out, though, man. Make sure you take this number down, too, man. And, you know, if you're a serious artist, definitely hit me up in about 2 hours. 317-529-1309. That's 24-hour service, though. But, you know, you say you're serious and you're ready to turn up. Well, I definitely got some big things for you, man. And, hey, that's catdaddymars@gmail.com, right?
Yeah, you said 529-1. That's all I got.
317-529-1309. We definitely appreciate you calling in, man. It's an honor rocking with you. Stay turned up. Keep on doing your thing, man. We look forward to getting that email from you as well as talking to you in 2 hours.
For sure. Appreciate you calling in. Hey, definitely. Hey, but you got to be, hey, go check him out, see what he's working with.
Yeah, that's definitely what's happening, Cat Daddy, man. But, you know, speaking of him, man, since, you know, he's a serious artist and, you know what I'm saying, he definitely came through to, you know, showcase his work. You know, we should have had him bust a freestyle, but we'll get you next time, player.
Yeah.
Hey, you know, Cat Daddy, man, let me ask you this, man. What are your top three tips or reminders that you would encourage for independent artists, you know, to make sure that they're getting their music out here the right way and heard and promoted and moved the right way?
First thing, you got to connect with the DJs. Cause DJs the ones that break, anybody that breaking music in, you need to connect with them. No matter where they breaking the music in at, you need to connect with them. That's the number one thing. You ain't got no connection with your DJs and the people that's breaking the music in, and it don't do you no good. The next thing is you gotta have a grind about yourself. You gotta be able to grind 24/7, 365. You can't take no days off. That's the next thing. You gotta have a grind. You gotta have your music everywhere. People gotta see your music, and they gotta see you with it. They gotta know you there. That's the next big thing. The last thing, don't be afraid to spend a little change on your music to get it out there. If it ain't number about $5 or $10, hey, spend that change so you gonna see it back later, but you gotta spend that little change to get your music up out there.
That's the basics, man. I feel you, Cat Daddy, man. You got some real good points right there, man. Like, all the way, I hope they paying attention to that, because, you know, these are the only ways you're going to make it, you know what I'm saying? Really, man, you can't be afraid to spend a couple dollars, and, you know, you definitely can't take a whole lot of days off. You know, day off here and there is cool. You know, I ain't seen one in I don't know how long, but, you know, it's cool to take some time off if you need to, you know, for your family, health, mental reasons and whatnot. But, yeah, so I'm definitely feeling you on all that. What I would definitely say is these artists need to make sure that they got their contact information on all of their material, all of their merchandise, all of their anything that they're putting out there, whether they're sharing a music video or whether they're sharing a mixtape page or whatever you got. Have your contact information out there, if it's an email address, a phone number, or whatever. And not only have contact information out there, but actually utilize that contact information to make sure that you're responding, you know what I'm saying, and make sure that you're, you know, on top of your business. You know, ain't nobody else going to take care of your music career like you, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, if you don't care about your music career, then I definitely don't care about your music career, you know what I'm saying? That's the first thing that I would say. And then another thing that I say, man, I've been listening to a lot of music lately, you know, because we scout a lot of talent worldwide. You know, we look under rocks for music, but with that being said, you know, you can't have... If you're gonna get a beat, buy a Cadillac beat, not a Yugo beat. When I say Cadillac beat, not a Yugo beat, don't go out there and buy that 99-cent beat and think you really about to go global with that. You're not about to do nothing with that weak beat. You know what I'm saying? We need some bass. We need some clarity. You know what I'm saying? We need some funk. You know what I mean? A little something to groove to. We're not looking for that, you know, that airy track. You know what I mean? That track that's like...
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? We're looking for some bass. We need some yang. We need something that we can vibe to. We don't want them cheap beats that sound like, you know, the first keyboard you got when you was like 5 years old. You know what I'm talking about? That little bitty Casio keyboard with the different color keys. That ain't what we're looking for. You can't make beats on those. The next thing I say, make sure you have follow through. You have to return phone calls. You have to make phone calls. You know what I'm saying? And I'm cheating because I said three. But another thing I'd say to people, man, you know, make sure that you do not take your supporters for granted. Because just because they're rocking with you today does not mean they're going to be rocking with you tomorrow. You feel me? Like, you know, in this industry, this music industry, there's a lot of unneeded arrogance. And in my opinion, you know, arrogance is a killer of your career. You know what I mean? Because, you know, your fans and your supporters, they're looking for somebody that they can be down to earth with, somebody that they can level with. They're not looking for somebody that, you know, they think they're better than them. You know, I'm so much better than you. You know, why? You know what I'm saying? Because you got a watch, you know, because you got a chain or with some rings. Or, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, I'm just saying, you know, no matter what material you have, no matter how much money you have, you definitely do not want to lose sight and focus with your fans and your supporters. Salute to my fans. Salute to my supporters. Salute to everybody that's rocking with Cat Daddy. Salute to all of your supporters, man. Salute to North Carolina and everybody else around the world. You know, that's the way that I feel about it, and it's all the way real and genuine, you know. So that's what I say. I know I cheated and I gave like five of them, you know what I'm saying, but, you know, it's all the truth, though.
Yeah, but that's the number one thing. You can't lose sight. You can't lose sight of your fans. You got to know your fans and what they expect of you. If you don't get your fans one set of products, one set of fans, one set of things for about 4 or 5 years straight, you got to stay with what you done gave your fans. Don't go out there to that left lane trying to give your fans something new. Then it don't do you no good no more. You got to recreate yourself. That fan base gone because you recreating yourself. Stay with what you're doing. Stay within your lane and what got you there. I feel that, man.
You know, you got to reinvent yourself. The main thing is to find yourself. And once you find yourself, roll with yourself. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, you got to do you. You know what I'm saying? You can't be worried about how people view you. And, you know what I'm saying? Once you're comfortable with you, then you can, you know, sky's the limit. You know what I mean? It's outer space from there. Just make sure that you're feeling you. If you're not feeling you, then you need to get to a point where you are feeling you. And once you feel them, you stick with it. But whatever you do, you know what I mean? You know, cut back on the arrogance. It's not needed, in my opinion. You know what I'm saying? I mean, shout out to all the arrogant cats, you know, men and women, whoever you may be. I rock with you still. But I'm just saying, I don't feel like it's needed, me personally.
No, it ain't. Hey, I agree with you. Yeah, it ain't needed. But a lot of artists, when they get to a certain statue, they think, hey, I'm at the top. Hey, you just had a statue. You still got a long ways to go.
Yeah. Well, you know, the grind don't stop, Cat Daddy. It don't matter what you do, man. You can rock with Jay-Z tomorrow, and you're going to still have a job on your hands the day after that. You know, your job is never going to get any easier no matter what you do. And another thing cats need to do, man, they need to really step their promotion game up because, I mean, you know, when you on a – if you're participating in a project or even if it's your project, how could you not want to promote your project? I don't understand how you could put all of this time, effort, energy, possibly money, whatever into a project and not want to – put it out there, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, why would you not want your listeners and supporters to know that, hey, check me out on this project right here. I'm rocking with that. You feel me? Like, you know, your lack of effort being involved in the project could really hurt you in being invited to something big later on. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you know, that's just me. Because I pay attention. I know who's rocking with me and I know who's not rocking with me. And the ones that are rocking with me, my phone's ringing and their phone is ringing. And, you know, there's major opportunities in the works. And, you know, the ones that aren't, you know, putting forth their full effort, they're losing out. They're missing out. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, it's something, man. Artists really need to pick up on the promotion. But I'm loving the music that I'm hearing right now, Cat Daddy. You know, we were going through a slope last time I talked to you where music seemed like it was at a down point. But now it's back up, man. What do you think?
Yeah, it's back up. It's coming down. It go down. It scoop down. It's back up. The last couple months. And I've been getting the tracks that are making me turn my head like, yeah, now this is where we should be.
Yeah, it's been real good lately, man. I'm loving it, man. Now, you know, every single time I come on to your show, every time I'm here on Underground Talk Radio, we always have the debate. Who is turning up the most right now? Is it Florida or is it California? Now, I know we talk about this all the time. The listeners are probably like, here they go again. But it's true, man. We got to touch on this, Cat Daddy. Let me ask you this, man. You know, what do you think, man? Who's turning up the most right now? Is it Florida or is it California?
I still say it's California right now. I like that West Coast movement they got going on.
You know what? I couldn't agree with you more, man. Actually, California is turning up major right now, man. Shout out to Florida. I got a lot of artists down in Florida that I rock with. But I got a lot of artists in Cali that I rock with, too, man. Shout out to Zach One. Shout out to my man, Simi. Shout out to Caution and King Tarp. They definitely doing their thing. And it's a lot more cats over there, too, man. You know, Alias John Brown. Shout out to him. He's doing his thing. Shout out to Wacko Productions. Come on, Cat Daddy. Who you got over on the West Coast, man? I know you rocking with the West.
Shout out my boy, Dave Leary. Hey, Simi. Hey, like you say, Zach One, a Familiar, Slim Capone, Jay Gunner. Hey, the West Coast is where it's at.
Where it's at, man. And I be tripping because they ain't got that. Boom, 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 boom. They ain't got that no more, man. Them cats, man, they got bass now. I don't know what happened, but they got bass, man. As a matter of fact, I'm really excited. I'm hoping to see, man. I got a situation going down over in San Francisco. And it's supposed to take place tomorrow, man. So shout out to them cats. I will be introducing them real soon if everything goes as planned. I'm hoping it does. But, you know, San Francisco, California, man. You know, I rock with them. I rock with the whole Bay Area, man. They turning up. But Cat Daddy, we always talk about Florida and California. But now we have to add New York, man. I mean, you know, within this last past, you know, two months, like you said, man, like, I've been noticing that New York is majorly turning up right now. So shout out large, extra large shout out to New York. I'm happy to see y'all coming back. I'm happy to see y'all bringing back, you know, that flavor, that hip-hop. And them cats, man, they ain't got them old East Coast beats no more. I mean, you know, they used to. And, you know, East Coast beats is cool, too. I like them, too. And they are East Coast beats, but they got bass now. You know, East Coast used to not have no bass, man. And now the East Coast is rocking with that bass. So that's all the way live, too, man. We just recently closed two deals out of New York, one on Monday and then the other one on Tuesday. So I'm definitely excited about that as well. Be on the lookout for, you know, New York to be rocking with your boy DJ Casper Banks real soon and Coast to Coast Mixtapes, of course. You know, we're turning up real big right now. But, hey, man, I'm excited about New York, man. What you been hearing about New York your way?
I've been hearing, now New York ain't been really getting too much of buzz out of New York. I got a couple cats here and there. New York, I ain't really tapped into New York like that. Couple cats here and there from New York. But I know New York music, up north as a group, they come back, but as far as New York, I ain't did too much tapping into a couple cats and I got at me from New York. They definitely doing their thing, but like I say, New York as a whole, I haven't touched as I should. Like I do the West, like I do Florida, like I do the other states. I need to do more touching in New York than I do. But they definitely turned it up.
Yeah, they doing their thing, man. You know what? I actually noticed that, you know what I'm saying, like a lot of, they just been putting out a lot of new music. Man, I reach out to people, and I be like, I don't even be knowing where they from, and I be like, wait a second. And then next thing you know, I look up, I'm like, man, where you from? New York. Like, man, dang, dog. I just talked to, you know, six other people from New York, and they all turning up, man, and they all got hot music right now. So I'm definitely feeling that, man, you know, like to the point where I just had to salute them live on Underground Talk Radio, man. I just had to take time to salute them cats because they doing real, real big things, man.
Okay, for sure, for sure. show. And we're gonna be right back. We about to take it to the west real quick. This one boy Daily Lyric. Hey, you already know what it is.
Let's get it.
LA, here's to you for being the kind of place a man can do his due. I hear the hippies skip and they get that kick, bumping all night long out on Sunset. Out on Sunset.
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, players and pimps, we'd like to welcome you all to Los Angeles, California. Yes, sir. Sunset and Vine, blew a half a zip by the Hollywood sign. Scotty once said it gets better with time. Eastside Long Beach, but this LA County on mine. Yeah, this is the sign of the times, one of a kind, and this might blow your mind. This ain't no TV show, bow wow, yippee yo, standing on your tippy toe, nigga, here we go. Crenshaw Boulevard, everywhere niggas hard, left on burning by my auntie's front yard. No disrespect or disregard. Shout out to the whole motherfucking Crip Guard. Dip hard, brick hard, used to pop lock. You turn on the wrong street and you will get got. Rules of the city like V5-4, creep slow in a foe, motherfuck 5-0.
LA, I take this hit for you, but California Chris so high. LA, I take this hit for you, take our race battle so right. Rolling down the shower, popping that pops, good job, you sound.
Yes, sir.
Look, dog pound gangster, we gotta jump off. Unless you wanna hear that pump call, watch who you talk on, and watch the different streets you walk on. I mob like a mobster, like I'm a motherfucking monster. Don't make me approach it. Contraband in my hand with the homies from the land with a plan to expand and leave with 100 grand. With my pistol in my hand, just me, Daz, and Big Snoop. Niggas that ain't never kept out the loop. Is this the way you living? In this land of the unforgiving? Man, beware how you living. So let me show you where a nigga living.
LA, I take this hit for you, but California push so high. LA, for you, think I'll race battle so right. Rolling down the shower, popping that up, good job, you sound. So this is for the West Coast, for doing the most.
The glamour, the light, turn the city in the place you wanna be at. Them dog pound gangsta, yeah, nigga, we did that. From Figueroa to Pacific Palisades, iconic Hollywood culture. Blowing in the fray, blind by the sun rays. I put on my luck, skirt that sunset, that's a ride and smoke. I'm about to 22 miles of that famous boulevard. At the park, Silver Lake, never smoked in my car. Treacherous scenarios, yeah, it's four lanes wide. At Zay's age, and niggas in year one time. History is still in the season, champagne. From prostitution, wholesaling, all that. By the surface, that strip with a black and white blind bitch. Pistol on the grip, yeah, taking no shit. You see us as we ride by. Exit 405, now the shit getting live. We
in LA, I take this hit for you. When you push so high, LA, I take a sip for you. Take a race battle so right. Rolling down the shower, hoping that helps. Good job, you sound. So this is for the West Coast, for doing the most. Here's to you.
You already know what it is. That's my boy Dave Lyric. Hey, L.A., West Coast, what it do? Hey, DJ Kelsey Frank, hey, certified banger right there.
Yeah, man. Hey, man, that's one of them feel-good tracks right there, man. You make you just want to bob your head, kind of chill out, you know what I mean? Drop a top, whatever you do, you know what I'm saying? Roll the windows down, you know what I mean? Get fresh, barbecue, whatever.
Yeah, Threw it over there, that track. Oh, that track right there. West Coast definitely doing their thing. Hey, but can't sleep on Florida. Florida doing their thing. Like we were talking about earlier, hey, New York is making a come up. Like I was saying, hey, I ain't touched on New York like I should, but I got to touch on New York more. But the North as a whole, they doing their thing. North making a comeback.
Yeah, they really are, man. They really are. And as a matter of fact, man, you wouldn't believe it. And this ain't, you know what I'm saying, necessarily like, got, you know, this ain't East Coast by far. But actually, man, I've even got a project coming up, and I've even got North Dakota involved in it, man. You know, like, North Dakota, Cat Daddy. Ain't no, you know, we didn't even know there were artists in North Dakota, but we gonna show the world right now, man. We gonna show what it is out there.
Yeah, I ain't no North Dakotas doing nothing out there.
Hey, them cats is rocking with the MPC too, man. I mean, hey, these cats is doing real big things, and I'm proud to be working with them. I'm proud to be working with everybody that I'm in collaboration with, like straight up, fam. Like, I got so many collaborations going on right now, and it's an honor. And we about to turn up, man. I can't really go into full detail on exactly what everything is, but we got some major things popping, and you know, we're going to definitely be turning up big time, man. You know we're going to be rocking with you, Cat Daddy, man. It's an honor to come on and, you know what I'm saying, turn up with you out here in the Carolinas.
For sure, yeah, good to have you back, man, a little minute.
Yeah, fam, well, you know, I ain't never gone too far, man. I'm going to call away for you especially. I'm going to phone call away for everybody, by the way, you know. Cat Daddy, man, how can the people contact you, man? For everybody trying to get their music out there and, you know, get their new songs heard and their brand, you know, the awareness raised on their brands. How can they contact you?
They can hit me up on Cat Daddy Marshall on Facebook, Cat Daddy Mars on Twitter, Larry.Marshall50@yahoo.com, Cat Daddy Mars @gmail.com. You can hit me up on my cell at 336-926-6386. Music, I like for people to send me music at catdaddymars@gmail.com, cause I like they set up better, and Yahoo like throwing a lot of stuff in spam. So
man, come on Yahoo, y'all tripping right now, but nah, hey, I feel you, man. I like Gmail too. Gmail is definitely where it's at. But if you want to get at your boy DJ Casper Banks, you can get at me 24 hours a day, 24 hours anytime, holidays, weekends, you know what I'm saying, all the way, you know, Monday through Saturday, and even on Sunday. And then you can holler at your boy on holidays, whether it be Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year's, 4th of July, Memorial Day, Labor Day, Martin Luther King Day, any day. Make sure you get at your boy. I'm always available. 3 in the morning, 3 in the afternoon. You can call us every 10 minutes before you join a project. You can call us every 10 minutes after you join a project at 317-529-1309. Be sure to take that number down. You know, it's all the way real. Like I told my man Cat Daddy. Cat Daddy, like I mentioned earlier, man, you know, DJ Casper Banks is an official registered trademark, and I'm very proud of that. You know, I got a certificate of authenticity. So that way you already know that you're rocking with a legit brand. And when you put Coast to Coast mixtapes in there with it, it's that much better. So we turning up right now, man. I'm excited. And, again, man, it's an honor to be rocking with you, Cat Daddy, and it's an honor to be rocking with the rest of the world. The rest of the world, man. Mad love.
For sure. Because we put it out there for the world to hear. Hey, we done been all over the place. Put it out there for the world to hear. Hey, that's how you say it. That's where you want your music at, the world, just not the United States no more. You want your music out there over the world. Like my boy, I don't know if you seen it. I seen a little clip of Snoop Dogg. Snoop Dogg got a little something going on. He had Yo Gotti on there. I think it's on World Star. But like he said, hey, you can stay in the United States and get a paper bag full of money and walk around like you the shit, or you can go across seas and take your duffel bag and come back with suitcase full of money.
Yeah, man. Hey, shout out to everybody overseas, man. Hey, they show us mad love, Cat Daddy, man. You know, they was showing us that love back when we was co-hosting together when I was co-hosting with you on your show, you know, we was running 6 months strong, you know what I'm saying? We was turned up big time, and every single Wednesday night we was bringing hot new artists out, man. Do you ever talk to any of them artists still?
Yeah, I still talk to them. Yeah, I still talk to them. Fatty Magic, I still talk to them. They got a new joint out. They done did a couple collabos out with some cats out of Charlotte. And I heard them, they straight. Dolly Boy, he still doing his thing. The UK cats out of UK, they hit me up all the time. Throwing me in UK groups every time I look at them. And I come home, got a new message. Oh, yeah, we put you in a group in the UK. Group in the UK.
Shout out to the UK. Shout out to them, man. Hey, shout out to Australia, too. That's where Fatty Magic is from, for everybody that don't know. Shout out to the Bahamas. That's where Dolly Boy, for everybody don't know who, you know, Dolly Boy of the Bahamas. Yeah, he's from the Bahamas. You know what I'm saying? And then shout out to the UK, man. Yeah, I got some collaborations coming up with two artists out of the UK, man, and they're not even affiliated. Shout out to both of them, man. Man, hey, things is definitely turning up, man. I'm glad to see that you're still rocking with the artists that we were bringing on the show back then. Because, you know, we definitely took them out of the country, man, all in one night, man. We took them to the Bahamas as well as we took them all the way to Australia, man. We was turned up for sure.
Yeah, we were turned up for sure, man. Hey, that took a lot. Hey, we had to find out area code, how to change the numbers from United States numbers to Australian numbers. Hey, but we took them up out of here.
Yeah, hey, we did that, man. You know, they'll never change that, man, for sure. We was all the way live with it. And, you know, it's not something that's easy to do, so that's why it's not done all the time. But it don't matter, man. We still got that link out there. We still got that show available for everybody that would like to hear what we're talking about. You need to go check that out. You know what I'm saying? You know, we took them out, man. And then we done took them all over the United States. Cat Daddy, what's next, man? I think we're gonna have to take them out of space next time, man.
Yeah, to the sky, yeah. We're going to have to take them all the way out of space. And we're going to have to do something big.
Yeah, we're going to have to do that, man. You know what, man? Hey, shout out to all of the producers out there that's doing that thing too, man. Not the ones making them Yugo beats. Y'all messing the game up. I'm talking about them cats that's out here dropping them Cadillac beats. My man, I Am Boz, he actually said that he buys Bentley beats. I'm like, yeah, okay, now that's more like it. You know what I'm saying? What kind of beats you think they need to be rocking with, Cat Daddy?
Anything Fruit Loops, leave them the hell alone. If they Fruit Loops, leave them the hell alone.
Man, well, you know, man, I used to agree with that, man. And, you know, if a lot of the people I rock with, like my personal team, heard me say this, they'd be really mad. But, you know, it's some cats that done drop nice tracks with Fruity Loops, man. But it's not, you're not going to get very many beats out of Fruity Loops. I don't personally think. I could be wrong, but, you know,
hey,
I'm not sure. I never worked with Fruity Loops before, man. Anything I've had, you know, has been a high grade. Like, you know what I'm saying? I don't even go into my arsenal. I don't even talk about my arsenal, you know what I'm saying? But I don't know. My man Cat Daddy said you need to step up the Fruit Loops, you know what I mean?
You need to leave them alone. But is it really? Like that high quality beat ain't nothing we already heard. You gotta step outside the box. You gotta find it. And like I was saying earlier, that come with a little investment right there. If you have to invest a little bit more to get that high quality beat, hey, go ahead and do it. You invest in some Jordans, hey, why not invest in that high quality beat that, hey, is gonna bring you back 2, 3, 4 pairs of Jordans? Why wait?
Yeah.
One pair of Jordans when you can get about 3, 4, 5 pairs of Jordans. So
exactly.
If it takes a little investment, hey, go ahead out there, put that little extra investment in there so you can get that high quality beat. So your people go, okay, I like that. I want to go to iTunes and get that. I'm going to purchase that ringtone for you. All right. I'm going to support you. And then there it is.
Yeah, exactly. There it is right there, fam. You know, the thing about me, man, I have never been afraid to invest money into my music career, no matter what it may be, you know what I mean? Whether it be a chord breaking down in the studio or whether it be, you know, me having to spend a high amount of money for some sort of whatever I got to spend a high amount of money for. I've never had a problem spending money on my music career. So when I hear artists start complaining, I'm not the one to complain to about not wanting to spend some money. You know what I'm saying? It's just not, I'm not the guy to complain to about that, because I will spend every single penny that I have to succeed on my music career. And I would expect anybody that I'm rocking with to do the same. Cat Daddy, I know cats that have almost been homeless in order to succeed in their music career. Now, I don't know how far they got, you know what I'm saying? I don't know if they was, you know, putting all of their efforts into their music career, but I know for a fact that they have really put it all out there and put it on the line. Them is the types of artists that I respect. As long as they, you know what I'm saying, as long as they doing the right thing, they ain't out here snatching ladies' purses and nothing like that, you know what I'm saying, in order to get something to eat. You know what I mean? You know, I definitely salute them cats for doing what they got to do in order to succeed in this music industry.
Definitely right, yeah. As long as you ain't out here hitting people upside the head, snatching people purses, yeah. I agree with you. I salute you. I'm gonna go ahead and do your thing. And I give you a helping hand for that. Now, if you're out here hitting people upside the head, hey, snatching purses, hey, that's a different story. Don't look my way. Hey, I ain't got nothing against you, but, hey, you know, don't expect no help from me, because, hey, that's something I don't condone.
Exactly, exactly. Yeah, man, I had a cat talking to me about something one time. It actually was going to cost a little bit of money, man, and, you know, what we was trying to pull off. And he like, yeah, man, you know, blah, 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 I want to do it. But I hope I don't want to have to go rob nobody and nothing to do. You know, I'm like, nah, man, we don't want you to have to go rob nobody to do it either. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I hope he listened to me. You know what I mean? Because I never talked to him after that conversation right there. But, you know, keep your head up, homie. It ain't that deep. You know what I'm saying? You know, but I definitely got serious artists in my prayers. I hope that they all succeed. You know, I want to see these artists succeed, man, because it's some people's, like, lifelong dream to be successful as an artist. There's some people out there that, you know, they feel like they're horrible at everything they do, but they feel like they're awesome on the microphone or awesome when they're in their element of creating music. Now, you know, some of them are as good as they think they are, and some of them aren't as good as they think they are. So the ones that aren't as good as they think they are, somebody need to tell them real quick, hey, look, don't quit your day job, because, you know what I'm saying, you don't want to lead nobody in the wrong direction either. You lead them down the wrong path. You know what I'm saying? If they're horrible, you know what I'm saying, help them out. You know, don't do it in a hater type way. You know what I'm saying? Just pull them to the side and say, hey, look, you know, you kind of suck. You know what I'm saying? You ain't got to, you know, just make it like, you know what I'm saying, like, you know, bash them, you feel me? But, you know, let them know, you know what I'm saying? Hey, man, you're going to have to step it up. You know, if you're going to be serious about the music, you got to be serious about the music, Cat Daddy. You can't go up in the studio half-stepping. You know what I'm saying? You can't go up in on the weak beat. You're wasting your time. You can't go up in there getting off beat on the flow. You're wasting your time. You can't go in there and have a bomb verse and add a singer to it, and the singer comes in and totally bombs the track and ruins it all. You're wasting your time.
You're wasting your time.
Have you ever been listening to a song where the song comes on, the song is really good, song's playing, you feeling it, you're like, okay, I can rock with this, and then the hook come on and the singer starts singing, and it's like, oh my God, this is horrible.
Yeah, I had all that. Had all that.
Hey. Yeah, Daddy said he done had all of that.
I had all that. Hey, we about to get to this joint right here. This is my boy out of Kentucky, Floyd ASAP, and then we going to talk about that because I done had a whole lot of that one. We going to talk about that when we come back.
Yeah.
Gonna get it all like that. I take that. Like ASAP, I score high on these hoes, no SAT. Finna shine on you boys, you can SCE. I got sucked in the game like a VAC. Straight up, I ain't have to THEAT. Bitch, I cruise when I move as an EAC. Bitch, I'm a BEASC. I'm A plus, nigga, hush, I'm an ACE. I'm the shit, that's when niggas try to flush with E. I stay tap on the map and I style on key. Bro, pussy niggas try to style on me. I got goons for them niggas try to wild on me. A wild on this, bitch, when I wild on dick. And she like on that shit like a jaws of a pit. Hold up, ASAP. And I love the way that you shake that. And a nigga like me, I keep it real with ya. I ain't got no time to try to fake that. Girl, why you keep on pulling on me? Try to get your ASAP to lay back. I got a plan for them rats, gotta make that. Who ain't no use in me taking a day nap? Nah, I started off broke, nigga. Went out a dollar to my name, no joke, nigga. But when a nigga start fiending and needs some, that's when he go all out and start cheating or something. Bitch, I ain't had no options. Nah, haters always trying to hate, can't stop me. Nah, okay, black. Nah, stop, make that. Blow this bitch like ASAP.
Coming in real shortly. Hey, so stay tuned for that. Hey, he definitely got Louisiana on fire right now.
Yeah. My man is definitely turning up out there, man. Shout out to Louisiana, East Texas, what up? They definitely doing their thing, Cat Daddy, man. Hey, now that Florida right there, man. Hey, Kentucky, they really, really are turning up too, man. We cannot forget about them.
They definitely is. Hey, before we went to that joint though, hey, like we were saying, hey, you say you get joints where you get singles on there and they destroy the whole song. Say I done got a few of them. I got a cat that destroyed a love song before. So I know how that goes.
I remember that, man. We couldn't get you to play it. You didn't want to embarrass them too bad.
Yeah, ain't want to put it out, but
Man. Hey, that's crazy, man. You cannot destroy the love song. But Cat Daddy, man, I done had music that was so horrible that it gave me I don't know, man. Then it drove me crazy, man. I had to turn it off immediately. Like, oh my Lord, turn that music off. You know what I'm saying? I done ran into music that bad before, man. So look, man, you know. This is what I would say. If your team is telling you, hey, man, you messed up, if the producer's telling you, hey, man, you messed up, go in there and redo it. Go back in the booth and redo it.
if you feel like you messed up, deep down inside, it's like, man, I know I messed up right there, and nobody else caught it, go back in there and redo it, because they might have caught it, but they just don't want to tell you because they don't feel like sitting in the studio while you redo that verse again. Go back in there and redo it anyway. And then, two, man, you know, make sure that you let all of your producers know, let your producer know, let your engineer know that you're looking for professional quality. You're not looking to waste time. You're not looking to waste money. You know what I'm saying? You're looking to get in there and actually put out a quality product. You have to communicate that to the people that you're working with. You know what I'm saying? Your engineer and your production team. You got to let them know that you're looking for the best. Same thing when you rocking with, like, music videos and things, Cat Daddy. When you rocking with them, you want to make sure that you know what I'm saying, tell the director, hey, look, man, I'm looking for a video that's going to put me on BET. I ain't looking for a YouTube video. It's a difference between a YouTube video and a BET video.
It sure is. It's a big difference between a YouTube video and a BET video. And you got to think of it this way. Everything you put out there, hey, you a brand. You just like Nike, you just like Reebok, you just like Converse. Everything you put out there, you a brand. So what you put out there, that's what your brand going to look like.
Exactly. So like Cat Daddy said, you know, you could be the Air Max 95s, or you could be the British Nikes. You know what I'm saying? You can be the Jordans, the Jordan 13s, or you can be the Jumpmans. Which one you want to be?
Yeah, it's where you want, which one you want to be, you know. I ain't heard no, that was the first time I done heard British Knights in a minute. I ain't heard no British.
What you going to do, fam? You know what I'm saying? Which one you going to rock with, man? You know what I'm saying? You want to roll with the Converse, or you want to roll with the flip-flops? You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. So what you put out there, is you, so you got to go back. Hey, if it take an extra 4 hours for that project to get out there, take that extra 4 hours to make sure that project right. So hey, you can reap the benefits from it.
Exactly, man. Hey, look, man, I'm going to tell you straight up, man. There's been times where I had to get up. I had to go out there and get on my grind by myself, man. I couldn't get nobody to move with me at the time. So I had to get up and do my own thing, man. Sometimes you got to do that. Can't depend on nobody else. One thing that I notice with groups a lot of times, and I salute the groups because, you know, groups is definitely turned up. They definitely doing their thing. But one thing that I notice with some groups is that a lot of times what will happen is it'll be somebody, like say it's a group of two or a group of three. It'll be in a group of two, it'll be one person that's with it, you know, and it's an excellent opportunity. But then the other person in the group is skeptical, so they're a little nervous to take a risk. Man, look, this is what I would do. If I was the one that was down to make that move, I would go ahead and say, if you got to make some type of investment or whatnot, whatever, I would go ahead and make that move and then show your partner, hey, look, man, he told you this was a chance to take. And then get whatever, you know, is owed back to you, let them know, hey, come up off that because I told you it was going to go the way it was supposed to go. But, you know, don't miss out on the opportunity because somebody's scared or somebody's nervous. The only way you're going to get got is if you don't do your research. I encourage everybody to do their research, whether they're dealing with me or whether they're dealing with anybody else. Always do your research. If you do your research, you know what you're getting into. If you don't do your research, yeah, you know, don't be mad at nobody but you because you should have did your research. Due diligence.
Yeah, that's the first thing. Hey, that's the first thing you got to do. You got to do your research. You got to know who you're dealing with. You got to know where you're going with it. So when you jump into it, and you don't jump into it blind eyes, because if you jump into it blind eyes, hey, good luck to you. That's all I'm going to say to you. Good luck to you. I hope you find your way.
Hey, you know, the best thing about that, though, Cat Daddy, man, that's why I'm so proud that it's still DJs and people around here like myself. You know, that I make sure that I, you know, deliver on what I'm supposed to deliver on. And if I couldn't deliver on it, I'm going to come straight to you like a man and say, hey, look, I can't do it. I'm not the kind of guy that, you know, because there's a lot of people out there, they say, all right, cool, yeah, you know, I can do that. But then when it's time to do that, now they don't want to answer their phone no more. You know what I'm saying? Now they don't want to respond no more. Instead of doing that, just say, hey, man, I can't do it. You feel me? And leave it alone like that. But, you know, that's the difference between burning a bridge and building one.
Definitely the difference. Hey, we got your boy right now walking in. Yo, Gutter. Hey, what it do?
What's happening with it, fam?
What's happening with you, man?
Yo, man, just cooling. You heard me doing what I do best up in the studio, you dig?
For sure, for sure. Hey, for y'all don't know, hey, this Yo Gutter on my line right now. Hey, he got Louisiana on fire. Hey, before we get started, go ahead and put that contact information out there for the people.
Man, what's happening with the world? Y'all make sure to keep up with your boy Yo Gutter on Facebook at facebook.com/YoGutter. Hit me up on Instagram, Yo Gutter. Follow me on Twitter, Yo Gutter 964, you dig?
Okay, for sure, for sure. Hey, what you got going on right now, Yo Gutter?
Well, right now I'm in the process, you know what I'm saying, working on this new mixtape, Low Key. You know, man, right now that's like my main focus, and, you know, getting my business and everything in order. That's priority right now before the release, you heard me?
Okay.
Yeah, that's what's up, man. It definitely sounds big, man. There seems to be a little bit of confusion here, man, because you rep more than one area, man. Tell us about the areas that you rep and how you officially became involved with these areas.
Well, see, I'm born and raised in Mansfield, Louisiana. That's where I grew up at, you know what I'm saying? At 18, I moved to Tyler Tech. Stayed there for a few years, you know what I'm saying? That's why I rep both sections, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know what I'm saying, it's like I'm Louisiana raised, Texas made, you feel what I'm saying? Like, I come down here to Texas and I got involved into a whole new lifestyle, you know what I'm saying? I really just stepped out there, you know what I'm saying? And I just moved down here to Arlington, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, I'm gonna rep for everywhere that I go or everywhere that I be at, but that's one thing, you know, I put on for where I'm from because without them, you know what I'm saying, it wouldn't be no me at all, you feel me?
For sure.
And that's one thing, you know, a lot of people they go off somewhere else and then, you know what I'm saying, they don't even look back to the people that's going to really bag them up. You know what I'm saying? Like, man, I got so much love, like, back home. Like, man, I'm talking about, man, they love me. You know what I'm saying?
For sure. Yeah. I was about to say, what area show you the most love out of all the areas? Or you get the same love everywhere you go?
I say, man, Louisiana show me the most love, you know. I mean, and that's what it's supposed to be. You know what I'm saying? Because that's where I'm from. You know what I'm saying? I mean, if they wouldn't show me love, it'll be you know, I look at that like, man, you know what I'm saying? Something wrong here, you know? And you know, so they bag me up the most. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man. But look here, though. You know, there's been a lot of great talent that has come out of Louisiana. You know, to name a couple, Lil Boosie, you know, Young Bleed, and even more than that, man. So, you know, tell us this, man. You know, is it a lot of pressure on you to, you know, be different and be all that you can be? How's that going for you?
No, because, you know what I'm saying, I really, you know, man, when I do music for me, you know what I'm saying? I do what I feel. I do my experiences in life. I do based on how I was raised. So I don't jump in the bracket of competition. You know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, man, you know, to me, the world gonna say who's the greatest or who gonna be this or who gonna be that. You know what I'm saying? I do what I feel. You know what I'm saying? And I know and if you go in the competition bracket, I mean, it's a lot more artists that's coming up out of Louisiana right now. You know what I'm saying? That's getting up down that level that are pretty hot. You know what I'm saying? But I don't compete with, cause man, you know what I'm saying, my expectations are real big. I'm not even gonna lie about it. You know what I'm saying? Like, man, my expectations are higher than industry. You know what I'm saying? Like, I wanna be that artist that, you know what I'm saying, that reached the top. You know what I'm saying?
But definitely know what you're saying. Hey, now for you to reach the top, what you think you got, what are you doing to reach the top?
Well, for one, is, you know what I'm saying, is putting out good music and making sure that, you know what I'm saying, all my ducks in a row so far is business, putting out good music and keeping my fans happy and trying to, you know what I'm saying, grasp for more fans, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? You know, basically, man, you know what I'm saying? The rapping is just like the trapping, you know what I'm saying? You got to hold what you got. You got to protect your own, you know what I'm saying?
For sure, yeah, definitely. The rapping is like the trapping. And what you put in, hey, what you put in is what you're going to get out.
That's 100. That's 100.
Yeah, put that work in. I dig that, fam. So let me ask you this, man. You know, in your opinion, man, I've been working with your team, and I know that your team is very strong. What is the importance of maintaining a strong team to succeed in this music industry?
Man, the most thing to me is loyalty and honesty. And you know what I'm saying, and opening up them doors because, man, number one, it's like, bro, when you come from the streets and you come from the hood, you know what I'm saying, man, it's hard to really open up the doors for anybody. And you know what I'm saying, and even if somebody bringing you this packet to where they ain't letting you know what's all the way in it, but they explaining it to you. I mean, you still not, it might be $1 million in it, but just because you can't see the $1 million in the packet, you don't even want to have nothing to do with it, you know what I'm saying? So now, man, you really got to believe, like, if your man coming to you and saying, say, bro, it's $1 million in this box, open it up and take a look. You got, I mean, and he involved in your camp. Open it up. You got to trust. You got to know how to open up. You know what I'm saying? And really, I'm learning that myself, like, right now, because, you know what I'm saying, man, I've been protective and so solid over everything that I done worked hard for. So it's hard to just, you know what I'm saying, just open up and just let, you know, anybody in that come to the table with different things, you know what I'm saying? So now that's what I'm doing, is learning how to trust my team. And I seen that when we came with a plan and we designed a plan and everybody was open to each other's ideas, we've been making progress, you know what I'm saying? I mean, I've been number one in Louisiana for like 6 months. I dropped the track with Kevin Gates, you know what I'm saying, on 98.7. I was like number one on their radio station for the longest, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, it just, you know, being open with each other, trusting each other, and being loyal, you know.
For sure. Hey, that's definitely a big thing, especially with a team, especially when you put together that street team, and you got to keep them squares out the circle, and y'all got to trust each other. So definitely a big step on that. And with your team, how you work with them within your team? Y'all move? Do y'all when it come to pushing things? Do y'all branch off, or everything be done together?
Like we try to do everything together. You know what I'm saying? Because I feel like, you know what I'm saying, man, you got to work like council, you know what I'm saying? Like, you got to start somewhere and let it spread, you know what I'm saying? Like, I can't start here and my partner can't start way across the street, you know what I'm saying? It's going to take us all night to finish the job, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. I feel like if we work together and we just slowly just spread with the plan, it's going to be more successful. Then it's going to be more solid, you know what I'm saying? Like, all areas going to be covered, you know what I'm saying?
For sure. That definitely
Now that's dope, fam. Look, man, now, right here, right now, man, if you had to pick any one of them tracks that your team gave to us to rock with tonight, which track would you pick and why?
Man, I'll go with I Ain't Never Got Caught. I mean, any one of them is fine, but I Ain't Never Got Caught is like, man, it's just so solid, it's hard. I mean, I love it, I ain't gonna lie.
Yeah. Well, tell us, what's the concept behind this Never Got Caught?
Never Got Caught is, you know what I'm saying, I'm gonna break it down straight from the album title. Low Key is based on, you know what I'm saying, things that I done that, you know what I'm saying, I was the type of hustler that where I wouldn't flash a lot, you feel me? So Low Key is based on that type of activity. So I Ain't Never Got Caught falls in that bracket. Like, you know what I'm saying, man, I grind for what I got and where I got in life, and I Ain't Never Got Caught. You dig? It's basically, you know what I'm saying, hustling, doing my thing, getting in and getting out, you know what I'm saying, right at the right time. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, for sure. Hey, we about to throw to this joint white quitting, and we're gonna get right back with you, yo gutter.
That's 100.
Let's get it. Ain't never got caught. It's my boy Yo Gutter. Let's get it.
I don't know.
You know, if the price changed, nigga, we'll have to go back and get some more.
really, it really don't even matter. You know what I'm saying? Let's just get them and go.
Yeah, yeah. I stole them bricks, and I ain't never got caught. I ain't never got caught. You know I hate the brag, but I ain't never got caught. I ain't never got caught. Big money bag, and I ain't never got caught. I ain't never got caught. Full of cash, yeah, I caught that rope, cause I done walked that rope. Yeah,
keys in the trap all day, all night.
I ain't never got caught. I ain't never got caught. I ain't never got caught.
Selling keys in the trap all day, all night.
What's I hit it this time?
Cool, calm, and cut so. About to bust a brick in a minute to get the days cool. I got the note in the envelope, it's all in it. I keep them head up around, so they say out my business. I'm in the winner, so celebrate the new beginning. Your head spinning, cause everything is money centered. It's got a gang, we all lost to no limit. The money bag of hoes, we gotta have plenty. I'm riding tinted in a black truck, black rim. Polos, my nigga B, he rocks him. Call shots, never let a nigga interfere. More weight, fast grind, it's a new year. I wasn't raised this way. I had to make a living when I moved away. I'm in the making money to upgrade my space. Ducked off in the cut, no trace. Yeah, spare your lies, nigga. The coke get good, price rise, nigga. And your shit cut like pies, nigga. And we stay on like lies, killer. I put the wheel as I float to another state. That boost in law, no dope case. Hemtown, you know my birthplace. Projects, my hood.
What up, Dick say?
What up, Trailer Shoe? What up, J-Bone, Pablo, the Shoe? My nigga, Top Dog, Trippy, and Cruz, LPD, Black Young Bleak, you too. We certified. The clicks stay big like ocean tides. And if you run up, you won't survive. I'm down for mine.
I ain't no freak, and I ain't never got caught. I ain't never got caught.
You know I hate the brag, but I ain't never got caught. I ain't never got caught.
Big money bag,
and I ain't never got caught. I ain't never got caught. Full of cash. Pack a big gun, safety important. Drop, boom, bass and courses. Pick up with a nigga, can't change the courses. Talk for fortune, money you dig. Stay the fuck away, don't even need to be friends. You just might be part of the feds. So we just tryna see if you can meet my connect.
I got a bumper full of them birds. Bust it down and split. Got them hoes funny. My plug ain't got no words.
I pay up before the deadline. Sacrifice this life of mine. Me and B on the grind, been like that for a long time. Yeah, for a long time. Been on mine. I stay low key. Don't need to shine, but I gotta shine. But don't need to rip. For that dope boy, that young boy who just left. Deep breath, cold feet, hot head, heartbeat, strong mind. That's me. Been about the bread, about to have a feast. That go the police. With them blue lights, in them white cars when they pass by, yeah, we say yeah.
I like them bricks, and I ain't never got caught. I ain't never got caught.
You know I hate the brag, but I ain't never got caught. I ain't never got caught.
Big money bag,
and I ain't never got caught. I ain't never got caught.
Full of cash,
yeah, I caught that rope, cause I done walked that rope. Yeah,
keys in the trap all day, all night.
Hey, that's Sway. Hey, that's the Yo Gutter. Yo Gutter, what it do?
Hey, man.
Hey, that was a certified banger right there.
That's what I'm talking about, you hear me?
Never got caught. Yeah, I'm feeling that track right there, man. Cat Daddy, what you write that track right there?
Hey, that's 10 right there. That's 10.
Give it a 10, too, man. I give it a 10, too, man. We gonna go ahead and give you a review real quick, Yo Gutter. Cat Daddy, why you get out of 10?
Hey, Lord the beat. Hey, you was right on with it. I can follow you. I can follow the whole song. Hey, that was 10 right there.
Yeah, I give it a 10, too, fam. I give it a 10. The reason why I give it a 10 is because, for sure, the beat was definitely banging. But I like the flow, too, man. You know, he switches up. You know, one minute he rapping slow, the next minute he rapping kind of fast, and he
slow it back down, pick it back up, and then he's talking about things that anybody could relate to. You know, everybody done did something that they didn't get called for, and, you know, I'm so thankful right now. You feel me? So, yeah, I definitely get out of 10.
Yeah, that's the whole thing that I love about what I do is that the solidness that I bring to the table. You know what I'm saying? And that's my main that's like one of my main goals is to create music that people can relate to and that what you know what I'm saying that anybody could relate to. You know what I'm saying? Because man, I was banging, I ain't never got caught. I was letting a couple of my people check it out one day, and one dude, I mean, he just stepped out the woodwork. He started talking about, man, I need that track like ASAP. And he talking about, he ain't never got caught on his motorcycle. You dig what I'm saying? He love flying on his bike. I ain't never got caught. He said, that's all I'm going to bang on that thing. And I'm like, huh? But that's what's happening, though. You know what I'm saying? It could be anything, though. You know what I'm saying? Anything.
For sure. Definitely. I definitely feel you on that. Hey, we got a couple callers chime in. We about to see what they talking about. Hey, 903-944, you on the line with DJ Casper Banks, Cat Daddy, Yo Gutter.
Yo, what's up with it, man? I want to give a shout out to that boy, Yo Gutter, man. He ain't never got caught, you know what I'm saying? Shit, just basically, you know what I'm saying, the whole track, I'm feeling everything about it, you know what I'm saying? Like you say,
100,
you can relate to it. Real niggas going to stand up, you know what I'm saying? And shit, real niggas know, you know what I'm saying? If you ain't never got caught, I always be thankful for that shit, and real niggas ain't never going to get caught, because that's how we coming.
Huh, 100. You did?
100. Hey, appreciate you calling in. Hey, 903-574, what it do? You got with DJ Cash Banks, Cat Daddy, and Yo Gutter.
Yeah, what's up? I'm loving that Yo Gutter. That shit hot. Like, for real, though. It speak out that real shit, you know, that I really like. I want to hear some more Gutter, like, coming out. I want to hear some more.
Yeah. Well, we definitely rocking with that, for sure. And we certainly appreciate you calling in to support Yo Gutter. Where you calling from?
Texas.
Texas, all right.
Solid Texas, that's 100, that's 100. That's my B place right there, you dig?
Alright,
903. Shouts up, 903.
I got a man here with a 90 tray, huh? Yeah.
For sure. Hey, now, when people go search your music, hey, is that real on that real music? That's what you're going to give them every time, right?
Every time. I mean, the last mixtape I dropped, that was the Rough Life. Now, that thing solid, man. I've been doing a lot of shows on the Rough Life. You know what I'm saying? Off that mixtape, I got like 43,000 downloads on Death Pimp, man. You know, that's that mixtape right there, I mean, the streets, they love it. I mean, every show I do, it's been sold out, and they've been spread. I mean, they love it. You feel what I'm saying? I was surprised, like, when I first put it out and then I first started doing a lot of shows on, like, man, everybody in the crowd go to sing most of the songs that I perform.
That's an achievement for sure, fam. And what's this mixtape called again?
It's called Rough Life on Dead Pure.
Okay. Y'all need to go find that. That thing crazy. How many tracks you got on there?
I got, I think 15. 15 or 14.
Okay. What's the inspiration behind this project? I mean, is this something that you thought of and then you went and got started on, or is it something that you just started on and you were like, I got a name for it now?
Well, rough life basically came from I just be recording all the time, and then I was sitting in the studio, and my partner Tripp bought me a beat. He bought a beat to the studio, and I started singing a hook to it. You know what I'm saying? I called my homeboy, like, man, look, I need you to come through, sing the hook. I already wrote the hook for him and everything. He did a little switcheroo, a couple of things, built changes on the hook. And that's number one on the CD. It's called Rough Life. That was that song that really just made me go say, man, you know what? I'm gonna go in this direction. I like the whole concept of this song. I like the name. It stand out, Rough Life. And now I'm finna build around it. You know what I'm saying? And that's basically what I do. Like, you know, I just be recording, and then I go to building around, like, what's going on. Something might hit me at some point in time, I was like, all right, man, this is my project on. Just the name of it. I'm finna build around it. Like, everything that I start recording from that point on, I'm going around that name. You know what I'm saying? Because, I mean, you can give me any concept, and, I mean, I can talk about it for weeks and days. You know what I'm saying? So, you know.
That's confidence right there, huh, Cat Daddy?
Yeah, definitely. Hey, that's definitely confident. Hey, but that's how you gotta be.
You gotta be like that. You gotta be like that. So, Yo Gutter, are you a freestyler, or are you pen and pad? You know, taking down the lyrics in your iPhone or iPad? How's that working for you?
Man, pen and pad. No iPhone or none of that. I got to have that pen and pad, dog. I be looking at some of them boys writing in their phones. I be like, man, I got to see my words. You feel me? And my eye vision good, but I got to see my words. You dig? I don't broadcast about the freestyling skills, none of that, you know what I'm saying? I only freestyle, like, you know, like if I'm listening to a beat, I'm in the lab and the beat running, and shoot, I'm going to freestyle, because that's how I get that vibe off, you know what I'm saying? I mean, I don't freestyle with the best of them, you know what I'm saying? I freestyle with ESG, you know what I'm saying? You know, so, man, you know, and that just spelled a moment. I can give you got a good hot two rounds, you know what I'm saying? But after that, I got to get up out of there because I'm a writer. You know what I'm saying? That's what I do.
For sure. No.
Yeah, shout out to the freestylers, though, man. That's yeah. Challenge. You know what I'm saying?
That's definitely a challenge. Shout out to
and
all.
And a lot of like my real life songs, like, man, I freestyle, though. You know what I'm saying? When I'm talking about, like, real life, you know, step by step of what happened to me coming up from the age of 12, 16, I don't write that. You know what I'm saying? I freestyle a little bit. When I fall off, I catch it back a little bit in my head and pick it back up and go. You know what I'm saying? But, like, because I just can't write the real life situations. You know what I'm saying? It just, I don't know. It's just something that really just, you got to feel that. You got to come from the bottom, from the stomach with that. You know what I'm saying?
Damn,
I got
this
scar for them things.
Definitely feel you on that. Hey, now when you writing, hey, do you have the beat already that you writing to, or you write and then you get the beat? How you do it on that end?
I like to hear the beat and write to it. You know what I'm saying? Give me, you know, cause then I like everything to pretty. I don't like to just match stuff up. I like everything to be pretty much perfect. So you know what I'm saying? Let me get that energy from the beat. You know what I'm saying? And then let me roll with it. I mean I done did you know tracks to where, you know what I'm saying, I done wrote it, then came back and, you know, put it with a beat, you know. But I really don't like doing that because sometimes it just don't be hot, you know what I'm saying? At least
that's how I feel,
you know.
Now Yo Gutter, man, you know, you out here with a lot of competition, man, you know. I know you said there's no competition. I feel that, okay, but check it out like this. Now, you know, it's thousands and thousands of cats that call themselves artists, and we're bombarded with their music on a daily basis. I'm talking about us as the listener. Every single day we're seeing somebody's new mixtape, somebody's new song, somebody's new video, and most of it is garbage. Just to, you know, I mean, you know, the cats that's just putting it in your face, they're putting it in your face nonstop. A lot of it is not good. So, okay, we already have uncovered that you've got hot music over there. So with that being said, you know, your music is top-notch, but we know that, okay, the world may not know that. Why should they listen to you and your music over the other music that they're seeing on a daily basis that they're tired of seeing?
Because, you know, it's the solidness and the realness that I bring to the table. You know what I'm saying? And to be honest with you, like right now, man, that's what the game, I mean, it's pretty much, that's what is missing. You know what I'm saying? I mean, just like you say, a lot of music you listen to that, you know, garbage, and that's why, you know what I'm saying, I, you know, fall back. I don't compete with the industry. You know what I'm saying? I continue to do like what I do, because when they will get a hold of me and they go and then they listen to me, they're like, man, this cat, I mean, he got it. I mean, and that's what I get everywhere I go, every show that I do. You know what I'm saying? Anytime I do a show and I leave, somebody going to come and holler at me. You know what I'm saying? Say, bro, you know what I'm saying? Man, what can I do to get you on the song? What I got to do to get you on my people? You know, what we got to do to get you back over here? You know what I'm saying? And I mean, you know, because I'm coming solid. And you know what? That's what I like about, you know what I'm saying, Big Crit, you know what I'm saying? Because, man, out of all the new cats that came into the game, you know what I'm saying, the new one, to me, he give you that feel, you know what I'm saying? He give you that man, you know what I'm saying, that old school feel, and then he can bounce back and then give you something to jam to. I mean, had a trunk knocking or whatever, you know what I'm saying? Kendrick Lamar, same way, you know what I'm saying? And them type of cats, man, that's what the game been missing for a long time now.
You know what I'm saying? And I've been paying attention to it's a lot of cats that's trying to bring it back. You know what I'm saying? It's just that people like me, I got it from the mud. You know what I'm saying? And when you get it from the mud, you cherish what you get whenever you finally get it. You know what I'm saying? Because you work so hard. You know what I'm saying? To get on that level. You know.
For sure, I definitely.
And my music, it stand out. You know what I'm saying? Like when they listen to it, you know what I'm saying? They got no choice but to respect the music. Now, you know what I'm saying? Now how you feel? Now however they feel about the industry and hard music. I mean that's their feelings. You know what I'm saying? But I know I'm gonna continue to give them what I know. You know, because, I mean, I don't do songs to impress the radio. I do songs, like I say, you know what I'm saying, you know, for me and my people, you know, people that came up, you know what I'm saying, living that rough life or living this type of life or a different lifestyle, you know what I'm saying. I'm gonna give it to them.
For sure. I'm definitely feeling you on that. Hey, yeah, and you right about that. Hey, for a minute, dog. Hey, music had fell off, but hey, Kendrick Lamar, bringing it back. Hey, the realness is coming back in the game. That's what I say. The realness is coming back in the game, and that's what we've been missing is the real music in the game and the real niggas in the game. We've been having a lot of these fake niggas.
That's one of the main things right there. It's just been a lot of fraudulent play. You know what I'm saying? And that's something. I mean, I don't show no respect to none of that. You know what I'm saying, man? I done seen a lot of cats on these interviews, man, lying about all these drugs they doing, and then they don't do no drugs at all. You know what I'm saying? Just making the music. You know what I'm saying? To you know what I'm saying, impress the world. If the world knew that most say, like, you know what I'm saying, for instance, if you portray to be straight but you not, you know what I'm saying? That's how they should feel about this fake music, man. You out here throwing all this lollipop out here, man. But then you not this person that you portray. You know what I'm saying? We don't rock like that. Not where I'm from. I don't know where they do that.
I don't know where they do that at neither. Hey, I'm trying to figure that out.
Yeah, hey, it certainly sounds like you're passionate about your music career, Yo Gutta, and we like that over here at Underground Talk Radio, man. Now, you know, your style is certainly different, man, you know. So I got to know, when was the first time that you grabbed that microphone?
When I first grabbed a mic, man, I was like probably about 15. I got a cousin from Dallas, go by the name of Feezy. He was like the first one in my family really just rapping. He was going hard, you know what I'm saying, doing his thing. And, you know what I'm saying, man, I used to just freestyle in the projects because that's where I'm from, Mr. Man of Project. I used to freestyle in the project with my homie. And, you know, we were just freestyling. We had never got on no wax and, you know, never got on no, you know, on no microphone and really just spit nothing. And he was already doing it, you know what I'm saying. He had the programs. He had the whole nine. And I came down to Dallas one summer, and he put me on one of his songs. And, man, everybody, we were just a whole bunch of us in the house, in the apartment, and everybody was, you know what I'm saying, impressed with my delivery. And, you know what I'm saying, like, everything I was spitting was pretty much coming from the gut, you know what I'm saying. I'm talking about everything we going through and what we doing, you know what I'm saying. And from that point on, I just took it serious. He's like, man, he gave me the program, hooked me up with a little beat making machine and all that, you know what I'm saying? I went back to Louisiana and locked myself in the room, man, going hard ever since, you know what I'm saying? Ever since.
For sure, for sure. Hey, now this gangster joint. Hey, we about to get the people a little more of your music. Hey, this gangster joint. Let the people know a little something about this joint, man.
Man, that gangster joint, you know what? That's one of my favorite records right there. But the simple fact is, it ain't portraying the gangster as the one that go out and do the shooting. It's portraying that gangster that wake up in the morning and really just live that hood life. Like, you know what I'm saying? Waking up in the morning, kicking it with your dog, let them come scoop you up, man. We're going to go ride. Let's stop by the store, get a little something to drink. You know what I'm saying? Man, we finna slam some dominoes. Just kicking it in the hood. like gangsters do, and gangsters, you know what I'm saying, like they should, you know what I'm saying. So that's like one of my favorite joints, because I really dedicated that right there to my hood, because when I go down there, that's what we do, you know what I'm saying. My boys, they hit me up, man, they come scoop me up, man, we ride, we drink. We do our thing, we parlay, you know what I'm saying, because they miss their dog, you know what I'm saying, because I'm down here in Texas. So when I get back there, you know what I'm saying, they cater to me, and we handle our business. We do our thing like gang, you know what I'm saying. And shout out to my hood, man, the whole man, Sir Louisiana, AVP, the whole boot, period, man. We on the ride, you dig?
For sure, for sure. Hey, we about to get to them, and we'll be right back with you, yo, gutter. Let's get it.
Yeah, what up, you already know who it is, your neighborhood go-getter, yo gutter, yeah, shout out to all my hustlers out there in the streets, man, getting paper, you understand me, gangsta. No disconnect, notice, so mama ain't had to deal with the stress. Just got a text from my dog, they say be ready, I'm coming. Scoop me up because you know just how we do every Sunday. Friends on face got sunny, feel like you today. Direct deposit check and hit the bank, it's time to parlay. Haters know I don't play, but when it come to my block, hit a bone, bring the bones, what's the cook in the pot? Make them pan, make them knock, now I'm about to go out. Got a phone call from a chick who used to be hot. Let me make one stop, half a gallon of gin. Cause if she ain't bad as she was, I'ma still get that in. Got a call from a kid, he just went to the pen. Shoot a kite, write him twice, let him know how I be. Took the deuce to my friends, let them a love from the gutter. Southside till I die, 85 burning rubber, you heard? Gangsta. Watch me dip and I swing, hitting switches through lanes. Top drop, fat, fat, yeah, we miss you, my man. You know we rules to this game, you gotta get money, stay humble. Big pump on my seat for them haters that mumble. Loud price with the rumble, got you checking for thunder. 212s kicking hard, mama know when I'm coming. And she cooks something for me, cause she love her son. The only boy, three sisters, so that make me the one. I'm just having some fun, it's the life of my set. Master Louisiana, Mr. Man of Project. Ain't no love lost yet, I don't think it's gonna be. Move to Texas with my hometown lives. Me. Now that's gangsta. What's up with everybody, man? Now that's gangsta.
Hey, that's your boy, Yo Gutter. Hey, that's gangsta. Hey, certified banger.
Yes, sir.
All the way turned up, man. Gangsta right there, man. I'm loving that track right there, man. You know, I like the beat. It's got a real smooth beat. My man had the real smooth flow, man. That was one of them tracks to take you back right there, but it's not, you know, it take you back, but it's still current, and that's what we need right now. Again, like the point that you was making a little bit ago, man, that's what the game been missing.
For sure, that's one honor.
That's definitely what the game has been missing. Hey, you about to bring it back. Hey, I definitely.
Oh, yeah. We going to bring it back, yeah. We going to bring it back. Because if y'all root for it to come back like that, that means y'all going to root for a nigga like me to come in and take charge. So we going to bring it back, you dig?
For sure.
Straight up, man, straight up. Now, look here, fam. Look, if you could say, you know, a few words to your biggest fan, man, what would you say?
To my biggest fan, I would say, just, you know what I'm saying, stay positive, stay focused, achieve your goals, and believe it, gut on the rise, you know what I'm saying? God bless. We out here getting it. Everybody going to get it. We in it to win.
Okay, for sure. For sure, definitely. Hey, in it to win. I feel you on that, gutter. Hey, appreciate you dropping by tonight, man.
That's 100, man. I appreciate y'all for inviting me. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? I already know my presence has been known, and y'all has been known too. Open doors, open hearts, you know what I'm saying, on both sides of the road. And that's 100, man. I recognize real. That's 1,000 right there, man.
Definitely, definitely. Hey, you definitely could drop by anytime, man. Anytime you feel like it, man, you definitely welcome to drop by, man.
That's 100, man. I so appreciate it.
Yeah, man. Hey, it was certainly an honor having you stop through, man. Before you get out, man, why don't you go ahead and, you know, share them links with us one more time and, you know, briefly tell them about that mixtape so they can go grab that right now.
Already. First of all, I want to give a shout out to my manager, Miss Maggie, and my manager, Adrian. You digging? The whole gutter gang unit, man. We on the rise. We moving, man. We staying busy. We staying focused. We achieving our goals right now. And that Valley Boy promotion, man, out there in Louisiana, man. We getting money for real. You heard me? And y'all, also, man, anybody looking for features and trying to book me for a show, y'all hit me up on bookyourgutter@gmail.com. I let Miss Maggie. She gonna get you in line and she gonna do it for the real. You know what I'm talking about? And y'all can hit me up on Twitter at Yo Gutter. Make sure y'all hit me up on Twitter at YoGutter964. Follow me on Facebook, Yo Gutter. Hit me up on Instagram, Yo Gutter, everything, Yo Gutter. It's Gutter Game for Life, your boy, Yo Gutter. Shout out to my boy, DJ Cat Daddy, DJ Casper, Bink, and we out here getting money. I'm going.
For sure.
Salute. Yeah. Salute.
Salute. Shouts out to Yo Gutter. Hey, he's definitely doing his thing. Hey, you're going to be hearing about him real soon.
Yeah, Cat Daddy, man, for sure, man. We done did it again, man. You know, we always bring him that heat. We always bring him that hot new talent. Everything fresh, everything live, man. And it was an honor rocking with Yo Gutter, man.
Definitely. It was definitely an honor rocking with him. Hey, we do bring him that heat every time. Hey, ain't been a show yet. We ain't gave him that heat yet.
Yeah, I know, right? Yeah, man. Hey, shout out to the Gutter Gang. Shout out to Maggie. Shout out to my man, Yo Gutter. Shout out to his whole team, man. East Texas. Shout out to Louisiana. Shout out to everybody that took time to call in tonight. Mad love, mad respect for y'all. Keep on supporting him. He's got great music. He's got great talent. And with a support like yours, he can go all the way.
He definitely can go all the way. And he definitely had my call and turned up. Hey, the call, man.
All the way.
All the way turned up.
Yeah, fam. Hey, my man told you, man. Yeah, he go all the way hard, man. Straight up, man. But, hey, man, I got a question for you, Cat Daddy.
Yeah.
Man, what's up, man? Yeah, I know you've been hearing a lot about this 2 Chainz, man. You know, he's been in the papers a lot lately, man. You know, a lot of cats been, you know, as far as, like, media been talking about 2 Chainz. And, you know, like, you know, you've been in a lot of situations and drama involving the police.
Yeah, I've been seeing that. He's been in a whole lot of situations. And it ain't been the last couple of weeks. It's been, it's really done been the turn of the year. Because he got, he got
about
caught
since
out.
Since that Feds watching came out.
Yeah, about that.
You know what I'm saying? Hey, you got to watch what you put in them lyrics, y'all. You know what I'm saying? Hey, he said he going to be fresh as hell when the Feds watching. So, you know, hey, I hope he was fresh.
Yeah, I hope he was fresh because they definitely watching. Yeah, he's been there since the turn of the year. Hey, he been out there every week. It's been something new with him. I know they caught him over there with at the airport in L.A. with something, try to get him with that. Now it's something new. So, hey, the feds is watching. And the feds going
out. Yeah. Well, that's why he said he's going to be fresh, man. Shout out to 2 Chainz, man. Man, I hope the police back up off him, man. Let him live his life. You know what I'm saying? Let him get his shine on, man. 2 Chainz is doing his thing right now. And, you know what I'm saying, keep on turning up.
Yeah, he definitely doing his thing. Hey, turn up. Hey, I'm loving that. I'm loving that new joint he got on. I'm fresh as hell on at the Fed watch. I'm loving that new joint he got with R. Kelly, too. I broke in a couple weeks to my story. Hey, both of them. It shouts out to R. Kelly. Shouts out to 2 Chainz, too. This joint go hard.
Yeah, straight up, man. I already know, man. What you think about that Miley Cyrus at the VMAs, man? She bringing that twerk thing back, huh?
Yeah, she getting it back out now, yeah. And she had kids crying, though. She had a whole lot of kids crying.
Yeah, I bet she do got them kids crying because they going to get them butts spanked when they out there trying to get their twerk on.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying, man? Hey, they done added it to the dictionary and everything now, man. Ever since she done did her thing, they done went on and put it on there, man. That's crazy.
Oh, that's wild. Yeah. It's definitely
yeah,
crazy.
Man. Hey, to all the little girls out there, you know, you can be all you can be without twerking. You know what I'm saying? You ain't got to twerk. You know, if you do twerk when you grow up, whatever. You know what I'm saying? You know, but, you know, try to keep it censored a little bit. You know, it's more out there than twerking is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, it's way more out there. Hey, be sensible about what you're doing. Hey, but she did put it out there. Hey, she done put it out there now.
Yeah, it is what it is, man. You know what I'm saying? No, you know, keep on doing your thing too, Miley. She definitely making her entry into the hip-hop world all of a sudden. You know, she's getting a lot of features right now. I mean, would you put Miley Cyrus in your song, Cat Daddy?
Hey, nah, I don't think so. I doubt it.
Well, you know, she dropped that one track, man. I can't think of the name of it right now, man. But she got a new track, man. And, you know, she something she can do if she wants to. Yeah, she be in there jamming, man. And Mike Will produced the beat. And ever since that track right there, man, she's been turning up, man. You know, I think she's, like, made a song that can cross over. You know, it could be, you know, either, you know, viewed as, like, maybe, like, R&B or, you know, with a little bit of pop in it. But, you know, it's got a good little sound to it, man. You know what track I'm talking about?
Yeah, I know what track you're talking about. It's on the tip of my tongue.
Can't Stop, Won't Stop, something like that.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, it sounds like that. I know the track you're talking about. Yeah, it's a banger, yeah. It just depends on the track. I had to see. I had to tell you track by track with her.
Track by track. I feel you, fam, man. And, you know, speaking of her, now, man, I got to talk about female artist Cat Daddy, man. You know, I don't know what happened, man. You know, we had female artists. They was turning up real heavy, like hot and heavy for a minute. But now it's like I can't barely find them, like, I see, like, three female artists out there really doing their thing right now, and it's kind of like, you know, what happened to the rest?
Yeah, they was, for a minute, though, yeah, they was making a comeback now.
They was.
I can't find no female artists to save my life. Hey, they
man,
was good.
Dog, hey, you know what I'm saying? Hey, you used to throw a rock and hit one. Now you can't hit nothing. You feel me? And it's real disappointing because, you know, we need female artists. We got to have balance in the game. And so, you know, if anybody know female artists, you need to be encouraging them to continue to stay active within this music industry. I had one lady out of Mississippi, shout out to her, shout out to Mississippi as well, but she told me the reason that female artists went away is because the male artists wasn't letting them get in. You know what I'm saying? You know, I guess the male artist, she said that she, you know, she knew a situation where a female artist ripped the track up and the male was garbage and they took her off the track. You feel me? Like, dang, well, you know, how you go, you know, she done came over here, took time to spit her verse and they done took her off the track, man. What you think about that?
Hey, I done had a couple situations like that myself, though, where the female artist come in and kill the male artist and the male artist don't want to do it no more. You gotta.
That's a poor sport, man.
Hey, if she put that fire on it, if she make the joint fire, hey, you gotta stick with her. Hey, don't put her off the track. You gotta stick with her. If she make the joint fire, stick with her.
Yeah, exactly. You know, man, everybody wanna outshine everybody, but, you know, it's not about outshining, it's about coming together. Everybody come together. Make it pop off. You know, you can worry about all that other beef and all that drama later. You know what I'm saying? Get where you trying to get to. You can't make it in the game with all that drama. Don't be fooled by the industry. If you're a serious artist, don't have no beef. serious artists ain't tripping off nothing. Serious artists is on their grind and working on their next best move. And, you know, it's enough room for everybody in the game to get their shine on. You feel me? It's enough room for everybody. So, you know, have the competitiveness, but don't be too competitive. You know what I mean? If that makes sense, you know. But I guess, you know, it's just me, man. I'm down to share whatever it is, man. You know, I'm a sharer. You feel me? I'm a sharer. That's what I do. You know, I spread the love. And, you know, I think everybody else should do the same. If we all did that, we'd be in a perfect world.
We definitely will. Hey, you right about that. We definitely will. Hey, we about to go to this next track, and then we'll be right back with you. Hey, speaking of 2 Chainz, this that 2 Chainz of R. Kelly right here I was talking about just a minute ago, My Story. Hey, you probably have been hearing it on the radio, but you heard it here first. Hey, Certified Banger, let's get it.
Yeah, I'm from that Chi-Town dirt. I went from being broke to sleeping in Versace shirt.
Yeah.
This is my story. Money, cars, bad hoes. This is my story. Now I'm cocky with my spending. They say life is just a game, and I thank God that I'm winning. Models roll my endo. I beat the pussy Django. Them niggas talking money. I got more digits in my gate code. To make a pole disappear like hocus pocus. You ain't never gonna find another nigga this focused. I got every block, every street corner sold up. Whatever club represent my city sold up. I own the game, coach slash player shown up. Okay, haters so fitted, never showed up. Yeah,
this is my story.
Yeah, I'm from that Chi-Town dirt. I went from being broke to sleeping in Versace shirt.
Yeah, this is my story.
Money, cars, bad hoes. This is my story.
I've been a victim to it. Your conversation is sanitation. Ain't no hesitating when I'm finna do it. I stick it in. Switch it up and try to heal the friend. Live it up and count my dividends. Whoa, like cinnamon. Whoa, big face Benjamins. If you look at me like you ain't nothing but a star. I look at her like this ain't nothing but a car. If you ride with them, you ain't going that far. But if you ride with me, crib so big, we can play hide and seek. You can confide in me. Ride me like I ride the beat. Pilot seat, I need a co-pilot. Kiss the ass in both mouths. I'm talking both lips. What you know about boat trips? Drop a ass in the chocolate factory. Yeah, we did them 12 plays. And you know who you is, girl. We've been fucking since the 12th grade. Got that.
This is my story.
Yeah, I'm from that Chi-Town dirt. I went from being broke to sleeping in Versace shirt.
This is my story.
Money, cars, bad hoes. This is my story. I'm killing it, guilty, no plea. I'm leaving out at 6 with a dime piece. By 9 o'clock, we on round 3. I speak of rain, they say I'm crazy like they didn't know. See, I'm not crazy, but my talent, man, got bipolar. Say she a church girl, but man, she blowing holy smoke. Showed her the Jesus speech, now she got the Holy Ghost. They asked him in an interview, why do he love these girls? The only thing he had to say was, motherfuck the world.
This is my story.
Yeah, I'm from that Chi-Town dirt. I went from being broke to sleeping in Versace shirt.
This is my story.
Money, cars, bad hoes.
This is my story.
Hey, we back live. Hey, shout out. Hey, that's a certified banger right there.
Yeah, man. Hey, they did their thing on that track right there, man.
They definitely did. Hey, they definitely did. Hey, that's one thing 2 Chainz can do. Hey, he's staying in the news, but he can make some certified bangers too.
Yeah, he can, man. I'm glad that you're giving him his credit for that, man. Cause yeah, man. Hey, he definitely be keeping it turned up, and that's a good thing, man. So you know, we need that in the industry, man. You know, it's kind of like, you know, what would the industry do without 2 Chainz?
Yeah, that's a good question. Hey, so that's what we don't want to see.
Exactly, that's what we don't want to see. You know what I'm saying? So. You know, hey, keeping turned up, man. You know, we definitely appreciate all that good music that he dropping. But R. Kelly, you know, he put in work on that one right there too, man. You know, you gotta definitely show R. Kelly some love on that track. You know, and the thing is, you know, he's still making a recovery from that past situation that he had. I don't even want to go into detail on it, but from that old situation that he was dealing with, he's still recovering from that.
Yeah, he's still recovering, but yeah. He bouncing back. He's making a comeback. Hey, that's all that matter.
Hey, it is, man. It's about that music. It ain't about his personal life. It's about that music. Let's get it.
Let's get it. The music game. Hey, the music game is getting real once again. Hey, with cats like Yo Gutta out there putting that real music out there. Kendrick Lamar putting that real music out there. Hey, the music game getting back where it should be at.
Yes, sir. I'm waiting on it, man. Hey, and like I was saying, man, you know, I got some new projects on the way, too, man. We're going to definitely be displaying some excellent talent through that mug. You know what I mean? We're really excited about it. And it's turned up, man. You know, we even rocking with Canada this time, Cat Daddy.
Okay. For sure, Canada. Hey, you pulling out some states out the bag. States and countries out the bag.
That's right, Cat Daddy. Hey, look, let me tell you, man. We got this situation on deck, man. We turning up real big right now, man. You know, we rocking with Canada, Hawaii, Alaska, you know what I'm saying? It's a lot of places, man. California, Illinois, you know, Chicago, of course. And you know what I'm saying? Indiana's definitely in that thing, man. Shout out to my hometown. Shout out to Indianapolis, Indiana. Much respect to y'all. You know what I'm saying? But actually, you know, I don't have an Indianapolis artist per se that's involved with the project. You know what I'm saying? But Indiana is definitely involved. And, you know what I'm saying? We got more than that, man. We're really excited about the project. It's going to be coming out real soon, so y'all be on the lookout for that, man. We even got Louisiana in that thing. We got 2 artists out of London, United Kingdom, that are not affiliated. You know, as I mentioned earlier, we got North Dakota. And Maryland, you know, shout out to the DMV, you know, shout out to Texas. Texas involved with this thing. Georgia involved with this thing. New Jersey, Arkansas, New York, like we mentioned before. You know, we got a lot going on, Cat Daddy, man. We turning up big time.
Okay, for sure. Now, can you release a date on when you going to have it? Or?
Cat Daddy said, what a day that. Man, all I can say, man, is we laboratory bound. And, you know what I'm saying, when we come, man, you already know, man. Hey, shout out to the world. You already know. When the time is right, you already know we're going to be right here and we're going to be rocking live with my man Cat Daddy. I'm still tripping off of how great of a job that you did airing Music's Most Wanted Volume 3, man. That was crazy.
Yeah, that was some bangers, baby. Hey. That was a great show right there.
It was a great show, man, but you was definitely over there. You know what I'm saying? You took it and, you know, you played it. You got to air it how you aired it, man. And I was very impressed by the way you handled yourself over there, man. Hey, to the world, y'all need to definitely be rocking with my man Cat Daddy. He keeps it live. He keeps it turned up. He's airing all the hot tracks. You know what I'm saying? He's rocking with, you know, some of the hottest artists on the planet. Shout out to every artist that's passing through. Shout out to every single person that's supporting Cat Daddy and Underground Talk Radio. I definitely rock with you, and I definitely salute y'all, and I appreciate y'all rocking. Everybody that's rocking with your boy, DJ Casper Banks, much respect, man. Hey, Cat Daddy, we've been rocking for a long time now, man.
Yeah, we've been going at it for a minute now.
Yeah, yeah, and like we mentioned before, man, we done kept it hot the entire way through. And, you know, that's just what we're going to continue to do, you know. Shout out to everybody that's supporting us big time, you know, because we couldn't do it without y'all.
Yeah, we couldn't do it without the artists, the serious artists. We couldn't
do
it.
That's what it is, the serious artists, Cat Daddy. That's it.
Yeah. We done had some jokesters out there. I had a couple jokesters out there.
Yeah, man, you know, and it's crazy, too, because, you know, you look at the game, like, you know, a year ago, we was here, you and me, we was here a year ago, and, you know, you look up, and it's funny how, like, you know, some of the artists that was around you at that time are no longer around, you know what I'm saying, like, you know, we can't find them now, and it's just really weird, man, but, you know, it makes me thankful and grateful to still be here and to still have some of the greatest listeners and supporters on the planet that's rocking with us and rocking with me and Coast to Coast Mixtapes, you know what I'm saying? I love the people that stay down. I love the artists that stay down. I love the listeners and the supporters that stay down and, you know what I'm saying, all of that. So, you know, it's an honor rocking with y'all, and please keep it up, you know what I'm saying? And to, you know, we going to keep it 24 hours locked and loaded. Y'all can always reach your boy DJ Casper Banks. I'm never hard to find. 317-529-1309. 24 hours, 3 in the morning, 3 in the afternoon. Every 10 minutes before you join the project, every 10 minutes after you join the project, we here.
For sure, for sure. And hey, you definitely can hit me up too, Cat Daddy Marshall on Facebook, Cat Daddy Mars on Twitter, Larry.Marshall508@yahoo.com, or Cat Daddy Mars @gmail.com, or you can hit me, cell me up, 336-926-6386. Hey, I definitely get back with you. You can hit me up anytime. Hey, I definitely get back with you and get your music up out there. Hey, that's what it's about. Hey, it's quick to talk about your homeboy good, they homeboy good, but ain't nobody heard the homeboys. That's what I'm on. Hey, we going to put it right here on the air. Hey, we're going to see who homeboy good and who homeboy need to go sit their ass down.
Yeah, man. Hey, straight up, fam. You know what, man? You know, it's a whole lot of talk, man. It's only so much talk you can do. And I'm going to be honest, man. It's only so much bull crapping you can do, too, before you just going to eventually get left behind. And, you know, Cat Daddy, I'm going to share this piece of information with you and the rest of the listeners. You know, whatever you do, it doesn't matter what you do. Anything that you're doing, never get hung up. Always keep it moving. Never get hung up. Keep it moving. If you catch yourself daydreaming, smack yourself and get back to it. You know what I'm saying? Keep it moving. You got to keep it moving no matter what you do. If you have a bad day, a bad moment, a bad minute, keep it moving. You know what I'm saying? Snap out of it. Don't let whatever it is that is bothering you or whatever it is that went wrong, because everything can't go right all the time. Make sure you have some persistence and, you know, keep your grind up. You know, don't let nobody tell you that you can't do it. Don't let anybody tell you that you're not good enough. You know what I'm saying? You know, evaluate yourself, you know, and, you know, however your self-evaluation comes up, that's what you run with. But the moral to it, make sure you keep it moving. That's all it is to it. Don't stop. Keep moving.
That's what it is. We appreciate y'all tuning in tonight. And we running low on time, but we definitely appreciate everybody tuning in tonight. Hey, any last word, DJ Cash Banks, before we get ready to get up out of here?
Hey, my last words would be salute to you, Cat Daddy. Salute to Underground Talk Radio. Shout out to the Carolinas, North and South. Shout out to the rest of the world, the East Coast, West Coast, South Coast, North Side, whatever it may be, all around the world, you know, to Canada, to London, to France, to Africa, to Japan, to Tokyo, to every single nook and cranny on the planet. Shout out to each and every one of y'all. Much love, much respect. Keep on doing y'all's thing, too. Holla at your boy, DJ Casper Banks. This goes for anybody around the world. No matter what level you're at in your music career, you can pick up the phone and call me. 317-529-1309. And if you want to email me something, give me a call first, and then we'll talk about that later. You know what I mean? Make sure you get at your boy, though. Hey, follow me at DJ Casper Banks on Twitter. Find me on Facebook, DJ Casper Banks Radio Station. Keep on rocking with my man, Cat Daddy. You know, follow my man on Twitter, too, at Cat Daddy Mars. Make sure y'all follow him, too, and get that music to him. Keep on rocking with my man. He's turned up.
For sure, for sure. Appreciate you coming on here with me tonight, man.
Yeah, you already know, man. We're going to be back at it again. It ain't over.
You already know.
Yeah, buddy. Hey, salute, homie.
Salute. Hey, shouts out DJ Castle Banks. Y'all make sure y'all go get at him. Hey, he'll definitely get your music up out there. He'll definitely get you where you need to be. Coast to coast. Hey. He definitely doing his thing. So shouts out DJ Casper Banks. Hey, shouts out to Yo Gutter too for dropping by tonight. Hey, he definitely doing his thing. Y'all go out there, check him out on that pill. Make sure you go pick up them mixtapes. Hey, get at me anytime. I definitely get your music up out here. Appreciate y'all tuning in tonight. Hey, I'm gonna get my boy Rick what. Franchise, take you up out of here. Love and Grace, a certified bangles, and we back Sunday night. Same time, same place, and you already know what it is.
Don't be so surprised that we so deprived. Everything that I really feel, consider.